some of us are still recovering from Christmas, it looks like. Amen? Amen. Are we? There you are. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome this morning. I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. And I want to thank you for being here. I hope each and every one of you had a great Christmas. And I just want you to know that the Lord is serious about your life. I want you to know that the Bible says that he never closes one eye and he never fails to be right there with us. And so this morning, as we press into God, and this morning as we open up our hearts, and this morning as we let the Lord move within our lives and within our spirit, I'm telling you that God is going to just start to move on some things for you. And he is going to just interject himself right into your situation. So this morning, let's be thankful that we are here. And let's be thankful over the goodness of the Lord. And let's step right into this time of worship with our eyes on him.
And no one else can tell it what the Lord has done for me. This might take all day, so I better start right now. And it might get loud, it might get loud. The heaven's coming down, down, down. It might get loud, it might get loud. We place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. But I tried with all my might, and I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I'll sing of how you saved my life. resurrection of the name and raise the dead. So all the glory to the only one who cares, Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. I believe you're the wonder working God. You're the wonder working God. All the miracles I've seen, it's too good to not believe. You're the wonder working God. And you heal because you love.
Too good to not believe. week long, God has been showing me the word promise. Through word, through song, through numbers, through everything that I did, everything that I looked at, I seen the word promise. And he placed within my spirit so strong this morning that we are going to see promises fulfilled this coming year. Hold on to that, because our God is not a liar. And this is the word that he gave me. He says, I am a promise keeper. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My word is yea and amen. I am faithful to my promise. The promises I made will come to pass. I cannot lie. I am never early or late, but always on time, my time. Don't give up or give in. It's coming. Thank me as if you've already received. Believe that my promises are yours.
It's just that simple. Do you believe him? I said, do you believe him? I can scream my lungs out up here, but I can't take you in. You got to step in. So do you believe him? I'm not going to go back into the song. I just wanted to ask you, pose you a serious question as we move forward. I just want you to really think about that.
Jesus, you are good. You are so good. Holy Spirit, just come into this place. We thank you that you're here. Christ is singing the same thing at the same time, but that you feel it and that you know it and that you're singing it out to him. And when your voices lift, like I could listen to you guys all day, because it increases faith into this room. You put your faith out there and God just brings it up to him and he falls in this place. You've got to believe what the word says. You're not going to praise him for the victory and for the final outcome and that his promises are fulfilled unless you know the God that we serve and that he is faithful. To 1,000 generations, he is faithful. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
the Lord a hand clap of praise. We're probably going to have a different day today. Typically, if we do this, it's always on a Thursday night. But I tell you what, the wells of worship have been deep. And so I'm going to take up an offering, and then I believe that we're going to go back into worship, and I think we're going to finish out with just a few more songs, and God is just going to bless us. But I just want to tell you something, that I like the word that came by this morning, because the God is a man that cannot lie. Amen. And I'm just sitting here thinking about this, that the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 8:22, that as long as we're on this earth, there's going to be seed time and harvest. And as long as we make sure that we participate in God's system of seed time and harvest, we will always see the abundance of what he has for us. I want you to know something, that God has an expectation that you and him participate together in this thing called life. I just want to remind each and every one of us that the Bible says this, that in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible is very clear, because it says that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, what that means is that God is never going to start something in you that he will not help finish. Amen? So when it comes, go ahead, give the Lord a hand clap. So when it comes to your salvation, when it comes to your marriage, when it comes to your finances, when it comes to your job, your children, listen, everything that you have, if you have gotten saved, you have given yourself a position with the Lord, which, by the way, it was exciting because we had a great Christmas Eve service, and the worship again was good, and everybody that sang was good. But one of the highlights was at the end of the service, guess what? Somebody came and gave their heart to the Lord. And we are believing that that's just the beginning of the good things that they're going to see. Yes. And I just want to remind you that your life is so intricate to the Lord that he's working with you every day, okay? And I just want to remind you that seed time and harvest says that as long as the earth remains, if we participate in God's kingdom, blessing will be upon our life and his work will be upon us. And we're just going to thank God for that this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I pray over offering today, God, we thank you that as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest, God, and that your hand of blessing is upon your people, Father. Lord, that you're with us, that you never sleep nor slumber, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. And God, I just pray blessing upon every person as they give today, God. Lord, that they would see blessing in their tithing and blessing in their offering, God, and it would touch their life and they could see your hand upon them. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
From the moment that I wake. that led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have been the good. My life.
you may be wondering, why are these crazy people dancing and shouting and clapping? Like, that's not what worship is supposed to be. Tell David. Tell King David. Tell King David. Because David danced so mightily before the ark because it came home and the glory of the Lord had returned to his people that he danced so crazily that his clothes began to fall off. That's how grateful David was for the glory of the Lord to return. Amen? We're grateful because the glory of the Lord has brought us out of a place of darkness and out of death. We shout. We shout. Not because somebody scored a touchdown. But we shout because God is good and he has done everything for me. And if it wasn't for him, I would be dead. If it wasn't for him, I have no clue where I would be. Because he has brought me out. He has set me free. He has sanctified me. He has made me a child of the living God. I can't shut up. I can't stop praising his name. I won't stop dancing. Even if it almost brings me to the ground because I can't breathe, I won't stop. Because he never stops. Think about the day he was born. He was God in heaven. And he said, I'll do it. This is the plan. Before our Father made the earth, this was the plan set into place. And he said, I'll do it, Father. If sin comes on the earth and you need reconciliation, I'll do it. And he came out of his Godship. He was still God on earth, but he was man. He was subject to everything like you and I. If you cut him, he bled. If you hit him, it hurt. If he fell or if people made fun of him, he had the same fights that you and I have every single day. Tell me that women didn't try to throw themselves at him. There's nothing new under the sun. Isn't what the Bible says? So I can't believe. Now, the Bible doesn't say it, but I can't believe that women didn't try to throw themselves at him. And he said, no, lust doesn't have room in me. He's coming and he keeps coming, but he finds nothing in me. Amen. And Jesus, the one who had no sin, died for you and me with our sin upon him on that cross. You tell me why we shout and we scream and we dance before the Lord and how we won't stop and how we won't stop because he gave his all for me and I'm going to give my all to him. And it doesn't mean I don't care. I don't care if you think I'm the craziest woman in the world. If I need to run down, if he tells me to run down these, I'm going to run. I'm going to shout. I'm going to dance. Man, if he comes upon me and I fall down, just keep the music going because I about did that earlier. His presence is here. His presence is here because you're here. This is a building. And we're thankful for this building. And this is his house. But this is just a building. You are his true house. Amen. And he came here. He came here because you came here. He came here to meet you where you're at. We usually say, I don't care where you came from. That's not the truth. That's not what we mean, and I hope you know that. It means that because of the Lord, that no matter what you've done or where you came from or what hurt you've had done to you or what hurt you've done to others, it doesn't matter. God is waiting for you just to turn to him and run to him and give it to him. Lay it at the altar. Amen? That's what we mean by I don't care what you've done in your past. It means that once you're a child of God, that past exists no longer to him. He remembers it no more. That's why we dance. That's why we shout. Because we remember who we were. He don't. And the one thing that you've got to remember is that your Father will always want what's best for you. Your Father brought his Son, put him on a cross. Come up here with Judah for a minute if you don't mind. Where's she at? Is she out? Okay, will you come up here, Carrie? Now, this is a little girl, but you get the gist. Sometimes people just need visuals, right? And I like visuals. Just picture Mary and Jesus. The earth was not good at that time, right? They were trying to find the baby and kill the baby. And God protected a baby all the way up. I mean, they were looking for him. They were coming after him. They were killing. There is babies that got killed because they were looking for Jesus, because they heard the prophecies of Jesus coming. And he not only protected Jesus, but Mary and Joseph, and told them what to do, and they listened and they got out. And he became a man. If he can do that for a baby in a world of people trying to seek him out and get him, what can't he do for you? He gave up his son. Would you? Listen, mine's 28, 29. Yeah, 29. And I wouldn't give him up for you. I would give up for you, but I ain't giving him up for you. Right? That's basically how we feel. Thank you. But Jesus said, I'll go. And God said, well, we got to do this. If there's anybody here that still holds on to anything, because when Jesus went to that cross, we can understand that salvation came, right? Y'all can sit down for a minute. We've been worshiping for a while. Y'all can sit down for a minute. What you have to understand is that there's a dual purpose for the cross too. Well, there's many purposes for the cross, not just dual, but salvation, and we got that, right? We understand that he came to reconcile us back to the Father. That because of Jesus, we can now, we're saved, and as long as we continue on the path and be faithful and do the things that he's told us to do, live our holy life, then we have our mansion in heaven. Amen? And we believe that. You ask anybody, they're going to heaven, right? That's saved. Yes, I'm going to heaven. Absolutely. That rapture coming, I'm going up. I'm going to fly by myself for the first time. I'm going up. Amen. Amen. But why can't you believe that he's healed you? Because the same act that he went to the cross and he is by the stripes on his back, you are healed. You are healed. It didn't say your body is healed. It says you are healed. Whole. You have been made new, and he comes to save and to heal and to set free. Amen. Some of you, as we were singing that one song about he brings life to the broken, I don't know the song very well because I haven't listened to it that much, but they learned it when I was not here for the women's conference. But where's that at? You bring peace to the war. Okay. You bring joy to the brokenhearted, hope to the ones who've lost it. It's his nature. And there's some people that have lost hope. There are some people that don't believe that God will do or can do what he said he would do because you didn't see it in somebody else's life. Listen, I love Brother Bob with all my heart, and it's still hard to believe that he's gone, but he's healed. He's in heaven running the streets waiting for us to join him. Amen. His healing came, just not when and where we wanted it to be. But I know this, that Jesus is my healer. That if I'm sick, I'm going to Jesus, and I know he'll heal me. I have no doubt. It's not up to me to figure out the why, when, and hows. It's up to me to have faith and believe that God will do what he said he'll do. So as much as I believe in salvation, I gotta believe that God's here to heal me too. And he said, by his stripes you are healed. So let's just take this, because I know a lot of people that's dealing with this right now. It's an attack against the body of Christ. And that is anxiety and depression. People are dealing and fighting up here on a constant basis. don't feel like going and doing nothing, want to stay at home, don't come at me, or they're so anxious, they're afraid of everything. And no, this has nothing to do with the talk I had with somebody before service. This is what the Lord is doing right now. I just want to clarify that because I heard that in my spirit. But we're anxious and we can't move. Listen, I've growing old, bless the Lord. It comes with some great things like grandbabies, but it also comes with other stuff like those change of life things and all that stuff. And so anxiety is one of the things that's tried to take over me. And I always thought before, people, you're crazy. Just get over it. Just like, what are you doing? God is your God. He's your healer. Just push through. Until I felt it myself. And I didn't do anything about it at first. I kept it to myself. And I'm praying, but then I can't pray because I have so much anxiety. You know what I mean? It's like it's a bad circle. Let's just put it that way. And y'all are sitting there by yourselves feeling like nobody else is going through this. I should be stronger than this. I'm a child of God. What's wrong with me? I'm not telling anybody because they'll think this or they'll think that. You know what? If they think that, shame on them. Shame on them. We're a body of Christ. We shouldn't be thinking anything bad about the brethren. And I'm tired of the most hurt that comes to the church is in the church. And with that being said, I'm sorry. I'll get off of it in a second, I promise. But if you can be hurt by somebody and leave the church, then your heart wasn't where it should have been in the first place. Because God didn't hurt you. A person did. Why are you leaving God over what a person did? Stop it. Okay, soapbox done. But there's a lot of people that deal with it individually and won't go tell anybody because they feel it's a shame on them. Truth? Like, so when I started feeling one night, I was done. I don't think I could even just cope or operate or anything. I said, Phil, I'm going to bed. I just went into laying down because I thought if I just can breathe, it'll go away. I can make this go away. I can make this go away. No, you can't make it go away. I couldn't will it away, right? But the powerful hand of God could take it away. And so I said, Phil, you got to come in here. I screamed at him. You got to come in here. And he comes in and he prays. And it silences down. What's my point in this? You're not an island. You need us. We need you. Quit walking a walk by yourself that's not meant to be walked alone. If you're hurting, say something. If you need a friend just to talk to, approach one. Because some people will say, I want them to notice. God wants you to go. Amen? One time I don't know, maybe you'll remember, I fell down in a parking lot and broke and like split this bone. And it was in a sling and I had nothing in it. Yeah, it was just I had no strength in it. And I'm at home by myself. And I haven't been eating that much and there is a jar of peanut butter. And I just wanted some peanut butter out of this jar. And I'm fighting. And I can't even hold it in this hand because it hurts so bad to unloose it with this hand. So you can't put it under here because you tighten up here. Like I tried everything. I tried. I could not get this open. And I said, God, I just want to eat peanut butter. Please help me. Holy Spirit, come give me. Give me some strength. And I heard this. Go ask your neighbor. Anybody that knows me knows that I don't like to ask people to do stuff for me. It's wrong. I get it. And this is why God's doing this. He said, go ask your neighbor. I said, oh, God, I don't want to. Can you please just help me open this? He said, go ask your neighbor. So finally, I just gave up and went and knocked on the door. And Wayne was our neighbor at the time. And I said, Wayne, can you please open this for me? It looked like I woke him up out of a sleep. I felt so bad. Can you please open this for me? I can't open it. He said, sure. Opened it. Said, there you go. Thanks. Be blessed. And I walked over to my house, and the Lord taught me a huge lesson. Regina, you need people. You've tried this your whole life, doing everything by yourself, thinking that you need a nobody but me. And it's not truth. I put people in your life because you need them. And you need to let people do stuff for you. I'm still working on that, by the way. Rome wasn't built in a day. But it just reminds me that y'all need help sometimes. Yes, it's good to have faith and believe, and we're supposed to, right? But reach out to a brother when you need it. Quit thinking that it's shameful because you need prayer for somebody, that you need prayer. You'll reach out for anything. If I was in the hospital, you guys would be calling each other, texting each other, posting it. Pastor Regina, please pray, please pray. You guys wouldn't hesitate to ask for prayer for somebody else that you love. But why are we not willing to do that for ourselves? It's called pride. It's called pride. And it's hidden, but it's called pride. We want to do it ourselves, and we don't want to think that we need help. But God said, I put you here together. I am my brother's keeper, and you are your brother's keeper. Amen. Even King David had Jonathan, right? You look in the Word, somebody, they had somebody. And you need each other. We need each other. And don't be ashamed because you struggle with something. Because shame will keep you in it and not release you from it. But when you declare to somebody else, please pray for me. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times when I've done that. I probably just about every time when somebody's prayed for me, I will feel some type of a relief. Maybe not complete, but it'll be lessened, or a peace will come over me or something. This life is too short for you to live the way. And I don't know who I'm talking to. And I know I'm not talking to everybody in here, but I know I'm talking to somebody. Your life is too short for you to live in fear and anxiety for the rest of your life. God won't let you down. He's faithful. And if somebody come to you for prayer, don't shout it all over the place. Be a confidant. Be a safe place. Phil's my safe place. You know, my husband, your husband should always be your safe place. Your wife should be your safe place. Your kids, you should be their safe place if they're not married. Right? If they're married, then of course, then I'm going back to the other part. We just have to learn that we don't have to do it all. You can't heal yourself. I can't heal myself. But together, when we stand and we pray, if one can put 1,000 and two could put 10,000, what are we doing then in the kingdom? And then I don't even understand that math. And I was kind of good at math, but I don't understand this math, so I don't even know how many 3 would put. You know? How amazing is that? That when we come together, and the more of us that pray, the stronger we become. So I want to encourage you today, if you have been struggling with anxiety or depression or just the strength to get up and do anything, we are going to do the goodness of God again. And I want you to come up here, and then we'll pray for you. But I want you just to stay before the Lord and let Him work on your heart. Amen? Just spend a moment with God saying, I know you've got this. I know that you're going to take this. I know that you've healed me. And I thank you that your promises have already come to pass in my life. And I thank you that it's done. Lord, I believe that you have already done the finished work, and it's finished in my life. And I thank you. I've prayed this prayer over myself in this midlife thing that comes on you once you hit a certain age. I can't tell you how many times. enemy is not winning. Listen, the enemy is not winning. The only way you lose is if you sit down and do nothing. Amen? We're going to let God finish work, be the outcome in our life. And the enemy is not winning. Amen.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God.
praise God. We have some prayer requests here from our online listeners. And
Christian.
Praise God. We pray for Christian that he gets over COVID and that this cough that he's dealing with goes away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Christian before you, Father. And God, we curse COVID, sickness, and any virus that would be in him, Father. And we just command all of it and any effect to come out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You want to pray for
me? Yes, Lord, we lift Candy up before you right now. We curse this hematobin in Jesus' name. And we tell it to get off of her. Every name that is named must bow, and that name must bow before you, Jesus. Father, we speak for her blood pressure to rise, to be where it's supposed to be. And we pray, or her heart rate, Father God, to be where it's supposed to be. And Father, we just pray that come down in Jesus' name, and that her oxygen levels go up. Father, we thank you that you are faithful and that you've already done this. It's been a long battle, Father God, but we thank you that you are faithful. And that you have told her by the stripes on Jesus' back, she is healed. And Father, we know that it is done right now. And Father, we just pray over traveling mercies for the Smiths and the Murphys in Jesus' name. And just be with them as they go on their vacation and get them there safely. All of our family, Father, that's out traveling, be with them, get them there safely, home safely, and let them have an amazing time where they're out, Father God. Father, we just pray for this congregation right now in Jesus' name. We just thank you for peace. We thank you for peace and joy. Father God, we thank you to be infused. We thank you that you've infused us with your presence today. Lord, I believe that you are going around working on people as they were standing there worshiping you. We believe that as we sing, healings are going to happen. Father, we thank you that you have done all these things. And we thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful that the enemy can't keep one foothold in our camp at all, not one. You are faithful. You are faithful. Nobody can match who you are. And I thank you that we believe that more than we believe that the devil is stronger.
Amen.
We believe that you are in our lives helping us, guiding us, leading us, that you've gone before us and you've already paved the way for us more than we believe that the devil can bring us down.
Amen.
We believe you, and we thank you right now. As you told us earlier in the service, to thank you for all your promises right now before we see them. We give you glory that you've done it and you've completed every single one of them in our lives, that the work is finished and we walk in the finished work, Father. And we walk in your love and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand, Father?
Just one more announcement for those of you who may be interested in it is next Saturday, Brother Jesse DePlantis will be at the Botkins Church, and they have a service at 6:30 on Saturday if anybody's would like to go. So.
It's not next Saturday, is it? Is it Saturday?
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks out. Yeah.
Okay, my fault.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming. We'll be back here on Thursday at 7 p.m. Have a blessed day.